Bless the imperfect. If you look in your order of service, and it's actually written there now, it says, we're going to call this service perfectionism, practice, and messing up. But we decided to use this title, Bless the Imperfect. Nothing stands in the way of practice and growth and enjoyment more than our notion of the perfect we should be. So we embrace in love the imperfect that we are, and we get on with being and becoming the person we like to be. This perfectly imperfect service. What is perfect? What is it about perfect? Yeah. Being good at something? I think so. Yeah, it takes that. But is that being perfect? Yeah. What is that? Not making a mistake. Whew, right. How many of us don't like making mistakes? Raise your hand. Do you ever ask yourself, if that's the way you feel, how you're going to practice and enjoy practicing? Try that. So, not quite right. You're right. Perfect. It could be better. So why is it hard not to do something perfectly? Were you born knowing how to do it perfectly? No? Yeah, exactly. The rest of us don't get that, but you do. That's exactly true. So why is it? I propose that one of the things is we get graded in school. Right? We're trained to be graded and to get a high grade. The other thing is we don't want somebody to tell us it's wrong or that we've done it wrong. Right? And the other piece, there's another piece, we don't want people to be mad at us. How many people have experienced somebody being mad at them because they didn't do it perfectly? Whew. Look around the room. Yeah. All right. What does our mission statement say? It says to engage. Does it say to engage in perfect? What does it say? Engage in practice. We blow over that notion. And I can tell you that the people I interact with want perfect. Ha, ha, ha. But it's true. And it's the way you interact. Because we've grown up trying to be perfect, and we impose it on other people and other interactions. So we want them to be perfect. But we say, bless the imperfect. And once I read that title and sat with it, I realized it's not just a title, it's a big deal. It's almost like I hope it'll become my mantra. What does bless mean? What is a blessing? If we say a blessing, what are we saying? See, you don't even know. You're okay. Good to go. We're saying thank you. We're saying acceptance. What more are we saying? What is that blessing? I think we're saying thank you. If all of us said a blessing at our meals, what would we be saying? We'd be saying thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the food and thank you for the hands that prepared it. And even if it isn't just quite the way we want it cooked, imperfect, then we bless the imperfect by saying thank you for it being fixed and being in front of us. Bless the imperfect. Why is it so hard? Even in reading it, we go, yeah, but if we bless the imperfect, then that means we're condoning doing second best and not doing our best, and we really want it to be better, and we get to ask for it being yada, 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 yada. Bless the imperfect. If you think about it, in our traditions, the traditions of Unitarian and Universalism, they say that God blesses the imperfect. So when you're hearing people talk about it, it's a loving God. That means we live in a universe that blesses us, says you're good to go as you are in some way. So when you hear somebody tell you different or talk to you about hell or saying you need to be afraid, you go, no, I don't need to worry because we bless the imperfect. If you look at the sort of religion, you think about it, and I know this is a little more complex, but I've thought that the religious, one of the big religious tasks is to find beauty and love and engage that love and beauty in all kinds of situations, in the imperfect situations, to frame it that way. How many of you have watched the Olympics? Been watching the Olympics. Okay, there's an example of practice, right? Lots and lots of practice. But then what happens if you don't get gold? You're a what? Failure. Excuse me. What's wrong with bronze? What's wrong with silver? What's wrong with fourth place in the whole world? What's wrong with being practicing and making your way to the Olympics and competing? So people aren't going to talk that way, but that's our job to talk that way. That's our job to find that love and find that beauty and find the goodness, the blessing in the imperfection. Think about it in terms of the Olympics. I'm going to need some volunteers. But Michael, would you help me put these chairs up? Let's see. Oh, this one. Okay, good. Some chairs. I need two big people and one smaller person. It works well with really... Okay, come on up. And your name is? Patience? Very perfect. Come on up. Perfect. We'll let you sit. You sit in this chair, okay? And I need two big people. Bill. Bill, we need a big person. Michael can be one big person. Ron, you're a big person. Come on up. Look at these people. We're all just sitting here, and you're trying to get somebody to engage. And all you say is you need to be a big person. There you go. There you are. Thanks, Patience, for doing this. So the reason I had him sit here is I wanted to tell you just a little quick story about my niece. Her name's Logan, and she would be embarrassed if I were telling the story, but she'd give me permission to do it, so I'll give attribution. But we were all sitting around at the table at a family gathering. I've told some of you this before. We were sitting there, and the grown-ups were telling, and Logan was about five, so she was even smaller than Patience. And the grown-ups were telling stories about Logan and how frustrating she was at certain times. So they're actually turned to each other and talking, and just picture her sitting in the center here. Do you guys ever have your parents talk about you while you're sitting around? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, parents. So they're talking about it back and forth and telling this story on Logan, and she's sitting just in the center like this. And there's a pause in the conversation when they've kind of reached a lull, and she goes, you gotta love me. Well, I find that that really helps me in my own inner voice. When I'm in those situations, I actually sit there and I remember Logan, and now I remember Patience in her chair as one of my heroes to go, you gotta love me. And in my voice, I say it inside, but we won't be able to say it outside in our voices. I say, I love me. So that's how it works. So I hope you're able to do that too. Thanks, Patience, for doing it. And thank you, big persons, for sitting in the chair and engaging.